The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Caroline Reedy is with me from the HR suite to answer any and all questions to do with maternity leave. Caroline, how are you?
Great, Kieran. Lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, great to see you. So questions already coming in. I mentioned you were going to be here, so we might actually just get straight into some of them. This listener says, I am about to go on maternity leave. Are there any specific questions I should be asking my manager or anything I should do before I head off?
I think enjoy your very special maternity leave while you're out, knowing that the legislation, I suppose, and hopefully the company culture and ethos is going to make sure that they support you as much as possible while you're out. Because a lot of people would say to us, you know, I'm worried when I'm out, you know, how will I manage the transition when I come back? Will my job still be there? You know, will anything change? How am I going to integrate back? How am I going to balance? I might need a different form of flexibility, etc. So I think the biggest thing the employer can do to support this employee is to give them that reassurance that we're here to support you. I think it's really good practice now, and a lot of companies are doing it, to kind of keep the employee informed when they're out. And some people say, well, look, I don't want to know anything, but give them the option to say, look, you can come to the Christmas lunch, you can come to the summer barbecue, you can get the updates on, you know, the company mail chimp, for example, that might be telling you what's going on in the company or not. But then once the person is about to come back, that there's a return to work meeting that happens. And, you know, we've obviously seen the Citibank case, which has got a lot of media attention, where an employee was due to come back to work after her maternity. Before she went out, she was told, you needn't worry, you're actually due to get a promotion.
Yeah.
But when she was about to come back, was told, actually, the person who replaced you, were going to give them that promotion as well. So exactly what your listener is asking us about, this employee got compensated because when you're on maternity leave, it's red circled, it's protected, and there's really strong employment rights to give you that reassurance while you're out, as well as hoping the employer wants to do the right thing.
She got €260,000. I mean, it's nearly cash machine money.
It's definitely. But again, in this day and age, Kieran, you kind of think, you know, people know that, you know, promotion, recruitment, you know, everything to do with maternity that happens during that time needs to be handled sensitively, because the burden of proof shifts on the employer.
Yeah.
So in most things, you know, the employee has to show, I was discriminated because. But in this scenario, because the person is, by virtue, having been on maternity leave, the employer has to show objectively that it had nothing to do with that. And I think for the rest of the employees in the organisation as well, that comfort of knowing they're going to be treated fairly is hugely important as well.
Are you, as an employer, entitled to make a role redundant while somebody who fulfills that role is on maternity leave?
I suppose you're not supposed to do anything to put their job in jeopardy. There will be scenarios that happen where the whole company closes, for example, and, you know, stuff like that that's outside of that control. But it can't be a case that, say, this person does a job and then they're coming back, and that job, other people do it as well, and all of a sudden the company has decided, well, actually, we can do without that person. That's never supposed to be the case, because redundancy is always about a position, but particularly when it's linked to maternity, your bar of proving, you know, that this is nothing to do with the individual. As I said, the only time you might see it where it might be considered more valid, and again, the timing of when you deal with it. Some people would say, I don't want to be disturbed during my maternity. For others, they hear their colleagues talking about it and know that it's happening, and they prefer to be kept in the loop.
Yeah.
I'm all about giving the employee the choice of, do you want us to communicate with you or would you prefer to wait? But again, most people, as I say, will hear it. The grapevine is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
You know, that they'd prefer to go, look, I don't want this to be a big shock, especially when I'm worried about it, you know, in the back of my mind while I'm out.
Can I take maternity leave, wonder somebody else, if I am not on a contract of indefinite duration?
So maternity leave rights kick in straight away. So you don't need to have any specific requirement, any specific, you know, length of service, etc.
Yeah.
You know, you're entitled to maternity once you're working with that employer. And, you know, for most people, you know, it's, again, it's a concern in terms of, I'm going for an interview, for example, and, you know, I won't tell anybody that I'm pregnant for fear that I mightn't get the job.
Yeah.
And again, ultimately, you're protected to not be discriminated because of that. So again, for that person, obviously, without doubt, we see it in the media all the time where companies make these really bad decisions and do end up discriminating somebody.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they may even say it, look, I'm not offering you the job because you're pregnant. So it's that obvious, you know,
yeah.
It's not even indirect discrimination, it's direct discrimination. But if they do, there's huge protection in the legislation.
Somebody else says, I've recently found out that I'm pregnant and I'm worried about telling my employer. When is the latest I can let my boss know that I'd be going on maternity leave?
I would say you should be telling them straight away, as early as possible, and particularly depending on the type of job you do.
Mm.
And the being afraid piece to say it should be a concern that's
That
removed.
Sends off a few red flags there, doesn't
completely,
it?
Completely, completely. Because remember, once you put your employer on notice that you're pregnant, they will then are obliged to do a risk assessment to make sure that they're keeping you safe while you are pregnant. They'll also be able to support you if you've got morning sickness, you know, all the other things that are linked to pregnancy. Whereas if you don't tell them, ultimately, they can't do all those things to help you and keep you and your baby safe during that very critical time.
This is a slightly more complicated question, so bear with me for a moment. Hi, in relation to maternity leave and employment law, I had a baby last year and I wanted to go out early on leave as I was unwell. Closer to the due date, I was told by HR that if I went out of maternity related sickness, I would have to start the maternity leave early. It's written in my contract and I work for a large Irish company. It employs about 300 plus people. I'm pregnant again now and I'm worried again about this being in my contract, as I ended up working until the day before my baby came the last time and I was pretty sick for months afterwards.
So again, there's so many options now within the legislation to facilitate people, whether they need to go out early, etc., depending on the type of illness they may have, etc. There's also what we call health and safety leave. So if the person is so unwell they can't work, they can go on health and safety leave beforehand. So again, what I would say to this person is, if they're so unwell they can't work, from a risk assessment perspective, you and your baby are the number one priority. And you should go talk to, hopefully there's HR or there's a HR consultant or there's somebody who can advise the company on how to navigate it. But again, words like I'm afraid and, you know, I'm nervous, it should be the opposite. Like the policies now, we live in a time that we've such good work-life balance, we've such good policies, but still we see that sometimes bad managers can be the ones that put this fear and afraid, those strong words that your listeners have used, in a person when actually the company policy supports and the legislation supports. So I would say if you're feeling you can't have that conversation with your manager, find somebody else within the company who will be able to guide you in that regard.
More and more questions coming in. You'll have to come back and answer them again another day.
It's a very topical area because obviously it's so relevant to so many people. And also there's so many new types of leave now that are introduced around that. And we'll see more and more of that coming because family friendly and flexible is the key things people value now.
Yeah, we might focus on that maybe the next day. All of those kind of new entitlements post baby that mum and dad to different degrees are entitled to. So in the meantime, Caroline, thanks a million for joining us.
A pleasure as always.
Caroline Reedy from the HR Suite.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.